5 years ago this week, scientists announced the arrival of West Nile virus in the United States. The disease is rarely serious for people, but it's deadly for crows. And crows, which are very social birds, have reacted to the growing death toll from West Nile in unexpected ways. Reporter Nell Boyce spent the day with a scientist from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and has this report.
Kevin McGowan has studied the crows living in Ithaca, New York for over 15 years. They hate his guts. He's the guy who raids their nests, tags their wings, and lurks around with big scary nets. Sometimes, when the crows see him walking around downtown, they'll mob at him. But at least an angry crow is a living crow. Driving through Ithaca these days, McGowan sees far fewer of those than he used to.
So this time of year, crows can be a little tricky to find. If you just want to go out and find a crow at this time of year, just to say, you know, there's one. Harder than you might expect.
We drive to the one place where he knows we'll find crows, a giant compost pit where Cornell University dumps leftovers from the school cafeteria. We see dozens of crows digging through heaps of dirt and straw. McGowan peers through a telescope and takes careful notes, relieved to see some of his tagged birds. In 2002, a third of McGowan's birds died. Last year, another third died. For the crows, West Nile is a disaster on the scale of the Black Death.
This is a plague. You know, this is Plague Europe. A huge bunch of people that you know dying all over the place.
And crows truly do know each other. They can live for 20 years or more, and they mate for life. Young crows live with their parents for years, helping to take care of their siblings. This is different from the way most birds behave. And in the wild, sick animals are frequently shunned and left to die alone. McGowan has found that's not the case with crows.
We've been watching a lot of the crows as they die. Sounds kind of morbid, but we were interested in seeing what the interactions were. They never seem to die alone. There's always a family member watching.
As one family member after another goes down, the crows left behind need to make a new life. And something unexpected is happening here, too. Scientists had always thought that young crows spent years with their parents because they were waiting to get their own nesting territory. Now, with West Nile suddenly killing off lots of crows, plenty of territory has opened up. It should be easy for crows to go off, find a mate, and start their own families. But the birds aren't doing that. To show what he means, McGowan drives to the territory of a once-thriving crow family.
We had a big family that lived right here in this parking lot and around into the woods around here. It was a family of about 8 birds. Out of those 8 birds, there are 2 of them left, and they didn't really know what to do.
Eventually, these sisters went over to a neighbor's place and helped raise her children. Crows have teamed up in other unusual ways as well. Orphaned crows have taken their younger siblings and then moved into a next-door neighbor's house. Widowed adult crows are moving back in with their parents. And some crow families have merged together in big step families. They almost look like the Brady Bunch. It's as if the crows can't bear to live alone.
They're not doing what we predicted. We predicted that they just sort of stop being complex families, stop having helpers, and just start breeding as simple pairs. They don't seem to be doing that right now. So far, anyway, they're more interested in being in groups than they are at being all by themselves.
The scientist in McGowan knows that this plague is an unprecedented natural experiment, one that could help reveal the inner workings of crow society. But as a human being, he wishes that he'd never even heard of West Nile.
Last September, I had 30 tagged crows that I knew as individuals in my freezer, ranging in age from young birds that we just banded to a 10-year-old bird that I'd known for quite a long time. It's not like losing a friend, but it's something. You care when they die, even though you accept it.
Crows probably won't go extinct as a species, but as we drive through a graveyard, searching its pine trees for crows, McGowan says West Nile will probably kill off most of the birds he's come to know. For NPR News, I'm Nell Boyce.